If you're trying to get attention for a new vehicle, a big auto show is one of the best places to get it. And even this year, as GM and Chrysler hobbled into the Detroit Auto Show on federal life support, and all carmakers scaled back, there was still a lot of hype. Here's GM's introduction for the Chevrolet Bolt.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future of automotive transportation has entered the building.
That's how the big players make their announcements. Tesla is not a big player. CEO Elon Musk made his big announcement in a hotel conference room in front of a bunch of geeky auto analysts.
A big announcement that I've just gotten this morning permission to make is...
Right here he's stopping to take a drink of his water.
Daimler has given us permission to acknowledge that they are the automotive partner that we're working with.
It was every bit as awkward as it sounds. What Musk is trying to say is that Tesla's going to help make an electric version of Daimler's tiny smart car. Musk is not much of a salesman, but maybe he doesn't have to be. While all the big car makers are seeing huge sales drops, Musk says Tesla sales keep going up.
We actually can't produce them fast enough, and we're sold out through November of this year.
Now, Tesla at most makes 30 vehicles a week, and its only car, a sporty Roadster, sells for more than $100,000. A company like GM sells thousands of cars a week, and people who aren't movie stars can actually afford some of them. But Musk says he wants Tesla to be more than just a small-time player. So now the company's working on a four-door sedan that will sell for about $50,000. Still pricey for most of us, but half the price of the two-seat Roadster. Here's the thing, though. Right now, Tesla has the electric vehicle market all to itself. But all the big companies are working on their own electric cars. So when Tesla comes out with its four-door sedan, the competition will be much tougher. Michael Robinette is an auto industry analyst with the firm CSM Worldwide. He says Tesla's small size is a problem.
Economies of scale is one of the main drivers of this industry to get cost out of the vehicle and be competitive. And that's where the major vehicle manufacturers are going to have a leg up in the future.
Some who follow the auto industry think Tesla's future could be as more of a partner to existing companies, like what Tesla's doing with Daimler. But Elon Musk insists Tesla will continue to make its own cars, and it can succeed.
You go through sort of stages of denial, I guess. When we first said we'd make this car, people said, you can't make this car. It's not going to work. Technology's not going to work. And even if technology works, nobody's going to buy the damn thing. And we've shown, hey, we can make the technology work, and people really want to buy it. Then they go to the next stage. Oh, well, sure, okay, people will buy that car, but they won't buy a sedan.
Tesla plans to unveil the new sedan later this month. The car is expected to go on sale in 2011. In the meantime, Tesla has not been completely immune to all the problems facing the auto industry. Tesla had trouble raising money last year to finance the new sedan, so it turned to the federal government for a $350 million loan. At least in that one sense, Tesla is already acting like a major player. For the Environment Report, I'm Dustin Dwyer.